It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Faced with high winds and bad weather, the Patriots decided to run the ball last night. A lot. The Patriots had 49 offensive plays in Buffalo, 46 of which were runs, and yet somehow they still beat the Bills 14-10 in Western New York. Bill Belichick's game plan was unorthodox, to say the least.
Played kind of the way we felt like we needed to play to win, and in the end, scored enough points. Was a lot of situational football.
Damian Harris had a 64-yard touchdown run as part of a 10-carry, 111-yard night. Ramondre Stevenson added 78 yards on the ground. The defense turned back a pair of Bills' red zone trips in the fourth quarter, and as a result, the Patriots now have 7 straight wins. They're 9-4, a game and a half ahead of Buffalo for first place in the division. They are now also on their bye week. The next game will be in Indianapolis a week from Saturday. Celtics will continue their 5-game road trip tonight against the Lakers in L.A. Jaylen Brown is questionable with his sore hamstring. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 9:30 and the tip-off at 10 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Bruins were missing 6 players at practice yesterday but had a familiar face in net. Tuukka Rask joined his former teammates on the ice as an emergency backup goaltender because Linus Omark was out with a non-COVID illness. Also skipping practice, Patrice Bergeron, Charlie Coyle, Charlie McAvoy, Matt Grizzlick, and Thomas Nosek. And the Heisman Trophy will be handed out this weekend. The 4 finalists this year are Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, Ohio State QB C.J. Stroud, Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett, and Michigan defensive lineman Aiden Hutchinson. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Elements Massage. Right now, buy one gift card, get another for 50% off. Visit ElementsMassage.com for a studio near you. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 6:30.
We're Boston's most listened to sports station. You don't have to be in Boston to listen. Download the Sports Hub app where you get your apps and listen anywhere to Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Season 4, your mom's a horn.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have 4 recliners. He has 3.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout.
Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
I have that shirt on today.
That's why I played that for you.
Do you ever like a nice grilled hot dog slice? You do, don't you?
You like it, right?
You like it, right?
I bet he had a nice grilled hot dog sliced after last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With a little scotchy, scotch. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. I don't imagine many people are awake, but that is what is going on. Peter's got an interesting first call. Peter, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. Good morning. I am up with you. The trades are generally up with you.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody else.
That's right.
But... yeah, just to jump right into the sport this morning. Sorry, Fred, that I that game last night, unlike anything I've ever seen before, part of me wanted Buffalo to score in the fourth quarter so that we lost that game so that everybody could look at Bill and just, what the hell was that? You passed it three times in 2021? You passed it three times. If they ran a play-action pass anywhere in that game after halfway through the third quarter, every receiver that they sent downfield would be wide open, uncovered, because Buffalo would have thought that, well, they're just stuck on this.
Well,
so
yeah,
keep rushing.
Yeah, if you had N'Keal Harry in the game and you did any kind of play action, yeah. But I have an inclination they didn't want Mac Jones to throw the ball.
Sure,
all I got out of that game was that Bill does not trust the kid.
Oh, stop. That's all you got out of that game?
No, stop. I got more out of the game than that. But I mean, he didn't trust him to throw the ball. There's no denying it. It is what it is.
I know. I figured, all right, first quarter, that wind must be howling. You know, they ran the ball 11 straight times, whatever it was. And I was sitting at a friend's house. I was sitting next to a buddy. I was like, they're just playing. They just want to run the clock. They want to make sure they get out of the first
quarter.
And then they get the win in the second quarter.
Right.
And then they didn't pass in the second quarter. I'm like, all right, there's clearly something going on here. Now, the way they won was a lot of fun to watch, because we were talking about this yesterday. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm like throwing stuff. I mean, it's...
Oh, if I'm a Bills
to
fan.
Lose
well,
that way,
gonna,
oh, man.
We're going to get into it a little bit later on in the show. Actually, before the end of the hour, there's two glorious things that happened yesterday that we predicted. We said that if the Bills lost, first of all, you were going to start to see some talk in that locker room. This is going to be a loss that was going to be tough to overcome. It already sucks having to play in Buffalo if you're one of these guys on the team. But if you're losing, especially with the expectations you had going in, it's even worse. And I got to listen to an extensive amount of the post-game audio, and it's happening. Like, you're seeing everyone's cracking in that locker room.
This was the coach.
It's not just the coach.
And one of the players, yeah.
Look, there's several. Because, once again, I heard more than I thought.
Okay.
On top of that, we also called that if you were a fan of the Bills, you were going to lose your mind. And we're going to have some audio by the end of the show of some fan reaction of what happened yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm a Bills fan, why I'm losing my mind. I'm saying you knew they were going to run.
Mm-hmm.
How does Damian Harris break off a 65-yard touchdown run?
Micah Hyde overran the play by about three counties to the left.
It's just, if you know they're going to run, like, how do you not, how do you allow someone to, it wasn't like he did anything. It wasn't like a Barry Sanders run. He ran through a giant hole, and there was no one, it was over, and the safety overran the play.
You put 10 guys in the box, and there was still a truck-sized hole over left guard.
And I just...
how does that happen?
I understand, like, it's going to happen, and you can pick up 10 yards, or I understand even a 15-yard run. I don't understand how they can run the ball 65 yards up the middle.
The Bills are supposed to have the best safety tandem in the league.
Yes.
I mean, Micah Hyde is good every year, and that guy, Poyer's having a career season for them. And they were not good for long periods of time out there.
And their middle linebacker, I mean, I understand during the telecast they have to hype up everyone as being the best player of all time. I mean, it's a little ridiculous. I mean, I wish I held on to that Stevenson card after the way that they were...
shouldn't have sold it.
...filleting him during that game. But before he even did anything, they're like, ooh. And then it was like 2-yard run, and they're like, ah. So, but but yeah, I mean, if I'm a Bills fan, I'm going nuts.
You want everyone fired.
But I have a feeling, John, that when they saw Mac Jones throw that first ball, that it took every ounce of athleticism for
that Aguilar? Or no, it was Jonnu Smith, right?
Jonnu Smith. Yeah.
Jonnu Smith made a great catch.
Well, yeah. I don't care that he caught it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get 16 feet off the ground and tip that thing, that's intercepted.
Now, tell me if you don't think that is one of the best games in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years of Bill Belichick's coaching. It for him, where he went home and just covered himself in peanut butter.
Oh, my God. Oh, because the quarterback doesn't throw? That's his happy place.
And it wasn't just that. It was the fact that he made the guy on the other sideline lose his mind.
Yes.
I mean, he wrecked that coach. You saw it during the game. You saw it after the game. And it's one of those things where now, Fred, I have some clips of some analysis that happened afterwards. Well, first of all, non-ironically, Bill Belichick may have won Coach of the Year from that game last night, because everyone's going to be talking about that. Sure. That's the game that did it.
Yes.
Second of all, because of that, some of the analysis that I heard last night is just the most unbelievable over-the-top praise of Bill Belichick. I mean, like, I can't believe this is coming out of human beings.
I wonder if we could get him on global warming.
Sure. Now, that's not discounting. I loved what he did yesterday. And to be honest, it's one of those things where you sat back and you watched one team adjust for the weather and one team not. One team that seemed to just kept going with the whole set of plays they were going to run the first play.
Who was the MVP of the game?
Bill Belichick.
The offensive line with the MVP.
But in terms of the difference in the game, it was your field goal kicker.
Yeah.
It was your field goal kicker, again, was the difference in the game.
They didn't try and kick it one way. But the other way, Nick Folk goes out there with the swirling winds and the winds howling. I mean, you saw the video at the beginning of the game where Folk was attempting a field goal from 35 yards out. And the first 20 yards, dead straight, and then it took a right turn and went into the stands
because
to the right.
Because the
goalposts were shaking. I mean, and then you get him in the game, he's money.
Because if the Bills make the field goal that they miss, then they're on the 20.
And it's a one-point game, and you kick the field goal. Because you have an extra point. Well, you have an old extra point.
Although you're kicking a field goal into the wind.
No, but I mean, they were close enough one of those red zone drives where you're close enough for it's an older extra point.
What did he miss from a couple of minutes earlier?
It doesn't matter. It's my point is that if you have Folk, if the Bills had Folk, they probably win that game.
It's funny. I heard Folk afterwards in the press conference. He actually got a podium game. And
he should.
Yeah, he should get a podium game every game.
I'm not lying to you that I think he's their MVP.
There's no question. But he said that their plan was that going in that direction, if they were outside of the 10, they were not going to kick a field goal. That's how bad it was last night.
They went for two after the first touchdown. Yeah. I mean,
which was smart.
Well, of course it was. But, I mean, that shows you the game plan.
That was a big point, too.
Yes. Going back to the Bills, if you are – and you saw it, like, in the Super Bowl where Bevell called the pass and Malcolm Butler had the interception and Seattle just was never the same. I mean, this loss for Buffalo, considering the expectations, considering how angry everyone was afterwards, considering how they got beat, and considering they have to go to Tampa Bay next.
Brady's going to murder them.
Well, what I'm saying is this could be one of those franchise-altering losses. This could be one of those losses that you look back at and go, we were good, we were in the AFC Championship game, and the next year we lost on a Monday night to the Patriots, and you can point to that where the franchise pivoted and went the other way.
And if you're on if you're a defensive player for the Bills, what are you going to say? Like, what can you say? You knew what they were doing.
Yep.
You knew that what they were doing, and you got out-muscled.
And you still got
beat. And you got out-muscled. And again, I understand wearing down. I understand giving up like a 15-yard run. The idea that you know they're running, and that Damian Harris, and it wasn't whirly twirly Tyreek Hill, Barry Sanders. It wasn't juking out 10 guys, stiff arming a dude. That Damian Harris. There wasn't anyone within 5 yards of him.
That wasn't the only one either. Remember, Harris kind of pulled up. He had a long run.
Yes,
he probably would have gone up the sideline and scored if he hadn't pulled up because he had a hamstring.
At the end of the first half.
And then Stevenson had a long run that was called back because of holding.
Which was just an awesome run. You're right. Yeah,
but the thing is that, like, I even get a long run, but that there's no safety help. There's no, I mean, you can't, there's no one in your secondary with the speed or in the, that's in the position to chase down Damian Harris.
Oh, just an embarrassing loss.
There's no one. I mean, there's.
Well, you put 10 guys at the line of scrimmage.
I understand, which is dumb.
10 guys, and you couldn't stop them.
Because you're safe, because if you're the people in your secondary should be able to chase down Damian Harris. They just should. They should be able to chase him down, and you didn't have anyone in position to do that.
As I said, so, Micah Hyde overran that play, and now I'm not exaggerating, by at least 10 or 15 yards.
Yeah, because Harris, it was a design, like, cutback run.
Run to the left.
Yes.
Micah Hyde ran over, on the sideline, and Harris was like, okay, I'll cut back through this hole, and that's it.
It was a design run. That was how it was designed. He was going to cut back into that hole. And I guess if you play defense for a living, that you might know that, but he did not. And he would have been unblocked, too. Because it took him overcorrecting to get him blocked out of that play. I mean, there's a lot of audio and there's a lot of stuff.
I mean, put it this way. This game was unlike any other way that if they were to come in and they won last night, it would have been really cool. It would have been great. But the way that they won it and the way that you are getting that hint of maybe this might be almost like when the Patriots beat Atlanta in the Super Bowl, where, as you said, a franchise-altering loss that just changed everything.
Considering the reaction of this team after this game, considering the reaction of the head coach, I mean, Buffalo is a good team. They proved it last year. They have a good quarterback. Now, it's arguing how good he is, but he is a good quarterback, and they lost. And they lost in the worst way possible because they got overrun. They got out-muscled. They got thrown around. And if the Patriots had lost a game like that and they were in the Buffalo, the Patriots had success last year and they had home field and Buffalo came to Foxborough in weather like that and ran over your team, imagine if you were a Patriots fan how you would feel.
By the way, if I'm a Bills fan, the last person I'm angry at is Josh Allen. I thought he had actually a pretty good game. There were a couple passes that should have been caught.
Yeah.
There was that one, was it Diggs? It bounced off of his arms.
Diggs in the end zone.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I thought Josh Allen actually had a pretty good game.
Allen was fine. Yeah. I mean.
Once they cut him loose, yeah.
Although
I don't know why
Bill Belichick completely doesn't respect Josh Allen. I think it was the way in that final drive where they went all out blitz on Josh Allen, especially
on that last play.
Yeah. Like, that to me was just like, all right, I dare you. Because I know we're going to freak you out and you're going to make a bad pass.
Well, they didn't blitz. They didn't blitz the entire game.
And then it was that last play.
They sent everybody.
I don't know if he doesn't respect.
That was the Miles Bryant knockdown at the end.
Yeah, I don't know if he doesn't respect
I thought
Josh
the way
Allen.
That they ended where they were like, all right, this is your final play. We're just going to send everybody because you know you're going to throw a bad pass. You're going to lose it. And they did it.
I wonder, it doesn't reek of lack of respect to me, but I mean,
what does it mean if Buffalo loses to Tampa next week?
7-6 with four games left.
But I mean, does that drop them out of?
They're two games out of the division lead.
They're in fifth right now, I believe.
But
I
mean, you look the AFC in
or seventh. So they dropped to seventh.
Well,
is that
it depends.
Right?
There are a lot of teams with 5-6 losses. Tell me how everyone else does.
Let me take a look. Yeah, but I mean,
the top eight teams in the conference before last night were a game and a half apart. I mean, everyone's really bunched in the AFC. That's another reason why that Patriots win is so important.
Yeah. Let's see. The Bills are currently seventh. If they lose and the Steelers and Indy win,
that's the thing. I mean,
if Indy wins, then they're they're ahead of Buffalo. Does Indy have a bye? No.
No. Indy already had their bye.
Who do they play this week?
Indianapolis plays. Wait a minute. Let me scroll down here. They play. Oh, wait a minute.
No, they have not had their bye.
No, Indianapolis does have the bye this week.
Yeah,
okay.
They have not
same
had
bye.
Their bye. They have had their bye. Or right. Not had their bye.
Well, let's get to some of the stuff from yesterday and especially some of the post game stuff. Even from the Patriots was fantastic yesterday.
All right, so we will have all that for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They've got the insiders.
Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. If you went to bed, the Patriots held on to win last night 14-10.
Ugh.
And they threw the ball three times.
And it was just... I was watching a second ago that video of David Andrews before the game where it just looked like a blizzard. About maybe, an hour and a half before the game, it was probably at its worst. But, I mean, what do you do when you got a wind gust of 55 miles per hour and you're playing the biggest game of the season? You do something like this.
Toss comes to the near side for Harris. He runs through a big hole, and he's gone to the 50. A burst to the 40. Alone to the 20. Damien Harris to the house. Touchdown, Patriots.
What a block by Joachim Johnson. Stonewalls him in the hole. It's a nine-man front. So basically, all you have to do is you crease it. There's no safety. And he's off to the races. You stay with the run game.
Oh, and they did. They ran the ball a lot, like almost every play. The Patriots ran for 222 yards on 46 carries, and they win a game that Patriots fans aren't going to soon forget. We got an early indication of just how bad the wind was when Jake Bailey, who obviously usually can crush a punt, did this in the first quarter. Dan?
High, under a rush. And the kick is high in the air. It's going to take a right turn to the far sideline and land literally in the Patriots bench.
It's got to be like an 18-yard kick, if that.
First punt by Jake was a low-line drive that reached the Buffalo 47 on the bounce. The second punt, high into that wind, held up, taken out of bounds 15 yards away.
You couldn't even see what happened on TV last night when that happened. Like, the ball left the screen, and next thing you know, everyone's looking at the sidelines. And, I've never seen that before, but I guess at that point he was like, all right, well, let's switch things and make sure that Mac Jones doesn't get the ball in the air ever.
Yeah.
Or maybe at least three times, and this happened in the first one.
Stevens in the single back with a reset by Mac Jones. Again, he sets the protections, turns, play fakes, pulls up, wide open to the right. Johnny Smith juggles and makes the catch, reaching up with his right hand to bat the ball in the air, and then pulls it down with a terrific catch on a floater held up by the wind at the 47-yard line.
He isn't
13, and it's his best catch of the year.
Yeah, if he doesn't get his hand on that, that's intercepted. And so
was there someone there? There was two guys there
in hop suit. And I'll tell you this, is that, yeah, Belichick saw that and said, no.
We are going to run.
But even with the wind at his back, he didn't trust him. That's the other point.
Well, that's the thing, he didn't trust
him. Do you think at some point, though, it wasn't as much that he didn't trust him as that he was like, all right, let's just keep this going. I want this to be the run game.
They threw the ball three times, which is the second least amount of throws in the Super Bowl era. And I would have to think the one ahead of it was everyone got hurt. So the idea that he did not attempt forward passes is not just because he was like, wow, running. I mean, this was a close game. I mean, there was times they could have used, you know, moving downfield. I mean, they were running on third downs and running on third and longs. No, he wanted to get the throw.
It was third and eight, third and nine, and he was still running the football with the wind at their back.
Did you see the passing chart that they released at the end of every game?
Oh, yes, I did see it.
Three small dots
in
the middle of the
field.
That was the fewest pass attempts in any team since 1974. I think the Bills threw two, but They had a rush attempt on 32 consecutive plays from 43 seconds into the first quarter to 7.5 minutes into the fourth. That is the longest streak of rushes by any team in any game over the last 40 seasons. So, meanwhile, on the other side, the Bills, they didn't really do much of anything to adjust for the win. Josh Allen dropped back to pass on 38 of the 57 plays that the Bills had. He got 145 yards and a touchdown. They kicked extra points, attempted field goals to win. However, they lost a fumble. Allen was sacked twice. The Bills had several drops, and they missed that 33-yard field goal.
Which, again, Folk is your MVP. I'm saying that just because I'm pointing to an individual. Your offensive line was unbelievable. They really were. And you just out-muscled them. But when it comes down to, like, real-time points, putting points on the board.
Boy.
That was the difference in that game.
Moneymaker.
If Folk was on the Bills, the Bills would have won that game.
Agreed.
Agreed. And so you have Folk. So enjoy Folk.
By the way, real quick.
It must be nice to get automatic points. Unlike every other team in the NFL.
Every time down, anytime you get inside the opponent's 35-yard line, you're going to score.
Points.
Yeah. If you don't turn the ball over, which this kid doesn't do, you're going to score. Real quick, I looked it up because I was curious because we were just talking about the lack of passing. Mm-hmm. Remember when Denver lost all their quarterbacks and they started a wide receiver as a quarterback against New Orleans?
Yeah, they threw more than that.
Nine passes that day.
Wide
receiver threw nine passes in a game.
Oh, yeah.
You threw three with a quarterback.
And if you're Buffalo, you got to be just killing yourself because you're thinking if we don't fumble on that early possession and we get in and score, then they're down. So then they got to throw. And you know they desperately don't want to throw. And so, but Buffalo never put him in a position where they had to throw.
Well, think about it too, is that if you're Buffalo also, there's that part inside you that realizes that every one of your points almost came on like cheaply. Like the first one was, the first touchdown was obviously off of the ball that bounced off of N'Keal Harry's helmet. Mm-hmm. And then the field goal was because of that absolute garbage penalty that they put on Bryant.
But it would have been fourth and one. That was a terrible call. But it would have been fourth and one, and they probably would have gone for it.
But they're further away. Yeah, I mean, they're further out than that. I don't know if they – suppose they go for it. Well, no, if they make that fourth and one, they're still far enough out where you'd have to say, well, maybe we don't kick the field goal.
But it would have been fourth and one. I believe they pick up the yard, and then they move on from there. But, no, the N'Keal Harry thing, there's no question. I mean, the N'Keal Harry thing, I have no idea why N'Keal Harry was out there. That's something that's well above my pay grade.
Well, there was some post-game stuff involving that as well, and a little bitterness on the other side.
Yes,
but
at least I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, on top of that, when it mattered most, the Patriots defense was able to make big stops in the red zone, including, of course, the game winner.
With Josh Allen waiting on the snap. We'll see if the Pats rotate back. He takes the snap. The Patriots come with extra rushers. A throw down the middle, and it's knocked incomplete by Miles Bryant. The Patriots brought Devin McCourty on the blitz, and Allen threw toward the left side of the hash marks at the 5, and Miles Bryant was the only player nearby as he swatted it down.
And there it was. There was the blitz right there. They just rushed his ass, and that's the way that it ended.
That is a stake through the heart loss. That is the worst possible way to lose.
Bad, bad, bad.
Oh, man.
Ben, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Fred. How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Funny, we haven't heard any kind of talk or report on the amount of potential dildos that were on the field last night.
I know. I don't know if there was any dildos. But that crowd didn't even seem that crazy last night.
There's nothing to get crazy about.
I was watching. Ninkovich said something like it was a game for the division. I mean, that's a huge game. You got to get loud.
They're all hungover.
Yeah, they all tailgated too long. It was too much for them. They were all tuckered out by the time the game came.
What was the feel-good moment? I almost look at that game kind of like the Game 7 of the Bruins versus the St. Louis Blues.
No, nothing's that bad.
Where's the feel-good moment?
I would say that when N'Keal Harry muffs the punt and you take advantage and you get a touchdown, and then it was close the whole game. I mean,
it was 8-7.
They had two drives to win the game. Oh. They did. They stopped you and got the ball back and got into the red zone.
Listen, if they would have scored there at the end, the place would have gotten insane.
But what I'm saying is there wasn't the consistent raucous noise that you would be expecting from a Buffalo game.
I was wondering also if that was an ESPN thing, because it did seem like a muted game.
Again, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Like, because that first Damian Harris touchdown, like when that happened, it sounded like that place went silent.
Well, I'm sure it did.
But I just played this clip here and it wasn't as bad. Like I don't know. ESPN might have something weird going on as well.
Because I would like to hear the crowd noise.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I would like it. That's part of it. That's part of the whole thing. That's why you have field mics, right? Is to pick up crowd noise and things.
The guy holding up the parabolic dish thing there. Yeah.
Yes, so you can hear the smack of the pads.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want someone to call to say, like, you know. You know, Matt could have let it loose.
I think everybody right now doesn't really care if we would let it loose or not. There were people yesterday who was like, throw the ball. I'm like, why? Running down the clock? Things seem to be working?
No,
play action once, man.
Well, they didn't want that ball in the air at all.
I know.
And that's the thing. If you're Buffalo, you're like, we had all you had to do was get a lead. If you get a lead, then you force them to do what they don't want to do. You never put them in a position. This is the lesson of the game. And this is why it's Buffalo's fault. You never put the Patriots in a position where they had to do anything they didn't want to do. They could do it to the degree where they just said, we're not throwing. You could have taken a lead. You could have stopped the run. Not only did you not stop the run, hey, how about if you don't allow a 65-yard touchdown, how about you keep that to a 30-yard run, then they're in the red zone, and you know they're not throwing the ball. So you stop them in the red zone, they have to settle for a field goal or not, because at that point, they had the win. Do they have the wind at that point? Damian Harris run? No, they didn't.
That was into the
wind. All right, so yeah, right. So how about you stop them at a 30-yard run? And then they're on the 35-yard line, and
they still have to basically score a touchdown. Right,
and they still have to score a touchdown. And how about if you got a 3-point lead, a 1-point lead, if you did anything, you could have forced them to veer off their wet dream game plan, and they didn't do it. They didn't do it. They couldn't do it. I don't know how you don't have more than one safety back. How many times have you seen that in football, too?
I've never seen 10 guys in a box like that?
Well, I've seen like 8-9 guys in the box, and then it takes one miss.
10 guys in the box, all within 2 or 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. They're all bunched together, all of them inside the tackles. I've never seen that before.
I mean, talk about stinking. I mean, and there's no excuse.
They're so talented, too.
Well, I don't know about
the Bills?
That. Not I don't know anymore. Well, because they got muscled around. That's ridiculous. I mean, a good team doesn't get muscled around like that. I mean, I can see running for 200 some odd yards. I mean, they ran for that many yards because Harris broke that off and they ran every play. But I can see when there's a threat of throwing the ball. Every time N'Keal Harry was in the game, you knew they weren't throwing. You knew they weren't going to throw. You knew exactly what they were going to do. The Buffalo knew. And if I'm McDermott or I'm, the defensive coordinator, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He used to be a head coach. But if I'm one of them, I'm looking at my players and I'm like, what the hell? Don't get on me. I sat there. I told you.
Leslie Frazier.
Leslie Frazier, right. You got muscled around. You got taken advantage of. And then offensively, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why. I said it all week. I don't know how they built that team.
Patriots defense. Now, just to make sure we add that, Patriots defense played pretty well yesterday.
Oh, they played very well yesterday. Yeah. But I'm saying that I don't know how you build a team to play in Buffalo in the winter without being able to run the ball.
And that was the argument before the game. They're a team built to play in a dome that doesn't play in
a
dome.
Right. I mean, in fairness, we discussed this all last week, is that team, and I asked every expert we had on how the hell they don't have any kind of power running game. They just don't. And then we.
That's the other thing. This problem isn't going away.
No,
you play in Buffalo. You're going to play at least one, if not two, cold weather games in the playoffs. I mean, what happened last night is going to happen to you again. Maybe not to the extreme. You know, the weather won't. You might have snow. Whatever the case may be, you probably won't face 40 mile an hour winds. But you're going to have to run the football. You're going to have to be physical to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's the thing, John. Is that is so exciting about this? Is that in two games, you're going to get to see a completely different Bills-Patriots game. Like, totally different than what you just saw. I mean, there's no possible way that the weather conditions could be the same.
But there might be snow. There might be wind.
It's not lake effect.
It's the wind, not the snow. You get this close to Christmas, you have no idea what it's going to be like.
But you're not going to get anything like
that. What if he doesn't throw the ball again?
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's Belichick taking out his junk.
He still doesn't throw the football.
That's Belichick. That's me, myself, and Irene. That's Bill Belichick just walking over to McDermott's front yard and taking a dump.
You'll have like a 50-degree day, it's sunny, and they still run it 45 times.
What if the Indianapolis game is indoors and both teams don't throw, and because Indianapolis just wants to run. What if they both don't throw?
Considering the back they have, that's not far off.
You'd be able to get to bed early on Saturday night. I'll tell you that.
Oh man,
you'd be in bed by 9:45.
Don't tease me. That's the first thing I thought of after the game was over. I looked at the clock like, it's only 5 after 11.
Yeah, I kept going, I'm going to go to bed and catch up on this in the morning. And I'm like, wait a second, this isn't ending.
It's flying by,
I'm like, this is ending.
Run.
I'm like, this is ending.
That's what my life is. The football game's over, I look at the clock. That's really sad.
When we get back, let's finally get to the audio from that Bills locker room. Things are not good. If you're a Bills fan, you may have seen a pivotal moment.
You had to win the game. Yep. You had the quarterback that could throw.
Yep.
You had the quarterback that could throw. You had a two-dimensional offense.
And the second you cut him loose, you started driving the ball down the field. And you wasted three quarters.
And by the way, what did they keep saying during the game? When's he going to start running? When's he going to start running? When's he going to start running? What did I say the whole week? He's got to have a run.
He got cracked pretty hard at one point.
I don't care what happens to him. He's got to run. Mac Jones gets hit hard all the time. Run. Stupid. Got a big old 250-pound kid in the big dumb ox in the backfield. Run them. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do? Watch every basketball game?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damien Harris, despite a leg injury late in the first half, aligns as the tailback in the I formation. Takes the handoff, runs it right, a burst across the 30, a cut right to the 40, down the right sideline, 45, and eventually angled out of bounds by Micah Hyde. And Damien Harris, with that run, goes over the century mark.
You know, just hats off to the offense, really, everybody, probably besides Mac, he really didn't do nothing besides hand the ball out. You know, everybody out there was just executed when their number was called.
Matthew Judon's the best.
It's true. He didn't do anything.
He's just like, offense was great. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to give Mack any credit because he just pretty much stood there and handed the ball off.
It's so funny. I was just if he just got up, the Patriots hung on to win last night, 14-10. If it's funny, I just looked at Twitter during the break, and people are like so desperate for me to like they're trying to find any inclination that I'm bad mouthing the Patriots, which I have not
no
at all this morning.
I don't know how you can watch that.
So keep like searching and trying to decipher things I'm saying. I'm not bad mouthing them. And like, well, you know, Patriots get a big win, and Fred says Mac didn't throw. Yes, Mac did not throw the ball.
No, he didn't.
A fact.
Yeah, well, I mean, you heard Judon right there.
You can't get mad at me for a fact. Oh, I mean, I guess you can get mad at me for whatever you want, but I mean, it's a fact. They didn't trust him to throw the ball. That's all. All right, but.
But it worked.
It did. There's no question it worked. And Buffalo has got to be killing themselves for numerous reasons
we've
just mentioned. I mean, you get a lead in that game. The Patriots were never forced to do anything that they didn't want to do.
Yep.
They didn't have to do anything that they didn't want to do.
On top of that, before even the game was over, McDermott's got to calm down. Like, that guy's, I don't remember him always being that spazzy, but he was losing his mind last night. Now, McDermott, if you remember, too, is also kind of a, you know, it's funny, at the beginning, I kind of liked the guy, but he's somewhat involved into a jackass. Do you remember last year when the Patriots ended up losing in Buffalo? And McDermott got to his press conference, and someone asked him a question. He goes, hang on, I just want to enjoy this moment for a minute. And he's just kind of like, almost as if he was having like a virtual brew while he was sitting back at the press conference. Like,
you got to wait until after the game and get your fat buddy out there. Bill and Patricia do.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it feels good to beat this Cam Newton-led offense. You know,
Well, Cam Newton, in fairness, could have played quarterback yesterday.
He probably could have. So that's why, you know, when you hear a guy like Sean McDermott absolutely lose it on the sidelines. And then post-game, it does somewhat warm the heart. And you know that was one of the reasons. I mean, Bill Belichick is going to look back as this one of his fondest memories in recent memory, because he's just like, anytime you can make the coach lose it and do it in such a unconventional way, and you only throw the ball three times. As I said, he pretty much locked in coach of the year last night, because everyone's going to be talking about that. But Sean McDermott, let's get to some of the audio. First of all, the press conference started kind of strange. This is him at his he's at his table, yet because the Bills run such a fantastic, well-run franchise, there is a loudspeaker inside the press room, and this happens.
That's real. You know, this is we are what our record says we are, as they say.
At the 50-yard line, you are trespassing. Get off the field. Attention.
Yeah, I mean, we've been inconsistent.
And finally, the dildos were coming.
Opportunities to win the game. Opportunities to win the game.
Attention. Get off the field.
And, again, you go back and you look at it from a stats standpoint, and you say, hey, do we have opportunities to win the game? You're darn right we did.
Yeah, you just wanted a dildo back.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live skit is what that was.
That's great.
No, it's like this guy just hit an armful of dildos. And he's like, well, I got to put them somewhere. I'm not taking all these dildos home.
Oh, that is so great. He's trying to have this moment. He's like really low, and he's trying to like, and then you got that. I mean, that is just a top rate franchise you got there.
Attention. Why don't you send someone on the field? Get them off the field.
And then there was this. So McDermott stewing on how things ended, and he wants the world to know that, listen, this isn't anything that anyone on the other side did, right, Sean?
Yeah, the same reason that it's not. Let's not give more credit than we need to give credit to Bill Belichick in this one. It was whether it's Bill or anybody else, they beat us, right? But you sit here and you tell me when we start with the average starting field position at the 40-yard line, and he starts with the 23-yard line. And I'm rounding up in both cases.
And he didn't score.
And we were 1-for-4 in the red zone, and they were 0-for-1 in the red zone. You give me that ahead of time, I'm saying I like my chances. I like my chances. So it's not, I don't think, with all due respect, it's not a Bill Belichick type thing. It's what are you doing with the opportunities you got? What are you doing with the opportunities you got? We turned the ball over at the plus 30-some yard line. Sloppy football. So I'm very comfortable in that situation.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, obviously, he doesn't want anyone to give any sort of credit to Bill Belichick this morning. I wouldn't turn on the TV if I was him. On top of that, He was asked about why he benched or why his two returners were inactive last night, and Sean McDermott said this.
Yeah, the same reason that they turned it over. The same reason that they turned it over on their punt return team, I wasn't willing to do that. So I want to put a guy back there that I trusted that was going to make good decisions with the ball.
Okay, so first of all, he's saying, oh, yeah, Bill Belichick screwed up putting N'Keal Harry out there. And second of all, I don't trust my returners. So I just want to straight up say this out loud. I do not trust them out there, no matter what the weather situation was. I just McDermott is just a fantastic. He is just a joy. And then there was this moment, Fred, and you have it in Vox Pro, where after the game, you guys were talking about their defense and how good these guys can be. This was which players are these? Oh, Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, who we were talking about earlier. Obviously, not happy with how things turned out, and they were asked, are you guys embarrassed by what ended up happening when they only threw the ball three times?
I mean, what kind of question is that?
The nation's going to be criticizing you.
I think we gave up 7 points.
Yeah,
14 to 10.
Is that the final score?
We made stops when we had to. They had one big run. I mean, they got good backs. They kept coming back, took a couple runs. I mean, I don't know how you want us to answer that question.
That's funny. Well, we'll remember that. I'll remember that.
Micah, how do you mentally get over this? I know it's easy to say.
You know, this loss, it sucks. We do get to see him again in a couple weeks. Our focus obviously is trying to get better from his tape and then moving on to Tampa Bay. Big game down there in Tampa Bay next week. We'll see this team again. We'll figure out a way to bounce back. Thanks.
This goes with this respect. It's all about respect.
I come here every single week and I answer your questions truthfully, honestly. I appreciate you guys. Don't do that.
I get why he's pissed. It was the way the question was asked. Are you embarrassed? Like, are you embarrassed? I get that after a game where you're pissed off, having that rub you the wrong way. Listen, and he's also not the coach. Like, you know, McDermott is supposed to be the face of the organization, and him sitting there bad-mouthing Belichick is ludicrous. But I don't blame
him. But moments like that are what lead to locker rooms just imploding.
It really depends on, you know, I don't think this is going to happen, but if they can go out and beat Tampa Bay and then they come back and beat the Patriots in Gillette, the thing that they have going for them, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if you are looking at it mentally, you still have an opportunity to get back in this thing. You still have an opportunity to get your revenge, but they're going to throw the ball the next time.
so be ready for that.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you did have an opportunity to beat them when they were not using the forward pass, and you didn't do that. So, I mean, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, do I like their chances in Gillette? Obviously not. And if you ask me why, I would say the advent of the forward pass is why.
I just think you nailed it. How funny would it be if, once again, they just ran it the entire time?
I think it would be hysterical.
they did the same game plan.
It's like for the rest of the year, they just didn't throw the ball. They were just like, screw it. We like our defense. All right. Yeah, unless someone gets hurt, man. Don't just let Mac hand it off. All right. We'll be back with Teddy J. Nice enough to come in after a late game. We'll have him in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.